With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is deploying 2,000 California National Guard troops despite the governor's objections to Los Angeles, where over protests Saturday led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Tonight's decision by the White House moves to dramatically ratchet up the response as protests in L.A. extend into a second day where tear gas and smoke filled the air as protesters faced off with Border Patrol personnel in riot gear. The president wants his tax break measure on his desk to be signed into law by the 4th of July, and he's pushing the slow-rolling Senate to make it happen sooner than later, but senators want to make changes to protect Medicaid and ensure some tax breaks become permanent. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, the president says the measure protects the country's safety net programs.
We're going to save and totally cherish Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. The Democrats are going to destroy it. They'll destroy it. We're going to save it and make it stronger than ever before.
Mr. Trump says the big, beautiful bill will not hurt Medicaid.
So Medicare, Medicaid, they just make statements. Oh, he's going to talk. We're not touching it other than waste, fraud, and abuse.
The Israeli military struck has hit several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs that held underground facilities used by Hezbollah for drone production.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
That's BBC's correspondent Hugo Bachega. More news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington says America's pastors are staying put.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3 of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
$1.5 million donated to help rebuild an historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a renovation when someone intentionally set a fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade. The church had played an important role in the civil rights movement as well. You'll find more of these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A first-of-its-kind experiment with positive results.
The experiment shows a three-year exercise program improves survival in colon cancer patients. The findings were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Experts say cancer centers and insurance plans should consider making exercise coaching a new standard of care. Researchers followed 800 patients with treatable colon cancer who had completed chemotherapy. Half were given health information while the others worked with an exercise coach. Over time, the people in the structured exercise program had 28% fewer cancers and 37% fewer deaths from any cause. John Scott reporting.
The president is not backing off his battle with Elon Musk. Mr. Trump said today that he has no desire to repair the relationship and warned that Musk could face serious consequences if he tries to help Democrats in upcoming elections. Trump's latest comments to NBC's News Saturday came as Vice President J.D. Vance is trying to downplay the feud. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.